From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 12, 2021. This revised episode from April 2017 is part of a series this year of episodes related to watersheds and river basins. This week, we drop in on a group of Virginia middle school students giving citizens a vocabulary lesson on watersheds, the water cycle, and a challenging nationwide water issue. Sound unbelievable? Well, just have a listen for about 35 seconds.
Water cycles, watersheds, evaporation, transpiration, condensation, precipitation, rainfall intensity, infiltration, runoff, groundwater, surface water, impervious surface, divides, drainage areas, tributaries, river basins, the ocean.
You've been listening to Christiansburg Middle School students who attended Stormwater Education Day on April 12, 2017. The vocabulary list you heard included processes of the water cycle, also known as the hydrologic cycle, along with geographic features of watersheds, a term that people often interchange with drainage areas, drainage basins, or river basins. Water cycle processes and watershed features are key elements in stormwater, affecting when, where, and how much of it occurs. Stormwater results when rainfall or other precipitation can't seep or infiltrate into the ground, particularly when the precipitation lands on pavement or other impervious surfaces. Stormwater runs off over the land surface into water bodies or into drains and pipes that eventually lead to water bodies. During that runoff, stormwater can pick up various water pollutants, and high-volume stormwater can cause flooding and erosion. Such impacts, and the laws and regulations implemented in response, have made stormwater management a far-reaching water issue, affecting local governments, homeowners, and businesses all over Virginia and the nation. Back in Christiansburg, students learning now about the water cycle, watersheds, potential contaminants, and the filtering potential of different materials will be the future idea generators and decision makers who will deal with this widespread and complicated issue. Thanks to Christiansburg Middle School students, teachers, and volunteers for lending their voices to this episode. We close with some appropriate sounds and music for stormwater. Here's some rain and thunder, followed by about 30 seconds of runoff, composed for Virginia Water Radio by Torrin Hallett, a 2021 graduate of Lamont School of Music in Denver. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.